America has been a cradle for conspiracies and secret societies from its earliest beginnings. Christopher Columbus held an apocalyptic belief and claimed to have seen a vision that the world would end in 1650.
Last time.
How the streets raised us. I'm feeling like a Freemason. They say knowledge is power. The block I got out and nothing but some cheap yay. Then a couple order weed payments. Another order free bases. Got the world in my hand. I'ma turn it to ash. The waters I cremate them. This is lyric collard green, simple Socrates. If Europe established to get the bottom feed, Indian don't be a British colony. Got them chained up like I'm picking cotton seed.
Bible calls, Torah, Hebrew and all that.
The Bible calls,
Torah, Hebrew and all that.
Rabbi, yeah, I'm see doing all
like
that.
Like a rabbi, Jews, see doing all that.
The man Hitler named to mastermind the extermination of the Jews was found. The words of an extermination and Zyklon B, the poison gas employed by the Nazi executioner of the Jews, were embedded nearby. The Tell Bible me what they got the police for. Protect the community, that's what's confusing me. Little homie, no he don't. Arrest it, confusing me. Less little youth we bring, that's the soul leash for. Locked in the matrix, cops they gon' hate them. If they keep growing on, feeling like a little phone gets bored.
I'ma rock the page, now sit with me. This is Operation Big City. We gon' lock them late, and lock in cage. Block away, they sick living. Feed them bad pasta, strange chicken. Not no, not as fake, still pick it. Do the north, block the shades. Out the sun, then gon' block the rain. We'll still kill him. Hey, for real, listen. Don't the sound like a lot of days in this prison. They just throw a lot of mail and a lot of labor. Get them out of jail. In this system,
in a special report on pedophilia on the dark web in March 19, 2001, issue Newsweek magazine observed the unfortunate accuracy that the internet came along where pedophiles were lonely and hunted individuals. Authorities had child pornography was not under control. Today's network of child abusers are preferably worldwide. We need to stop this madness.
I think our creation has gotten out of hand.
What do you mean, J-Rone?
Listen, I think our creation has gotten out of hand. They ones, do you have control of them? Mediator. Rizzo, watch his step. Oh, look at him. He's getting out of hand. Eventually, he's going to attack one of us. He's already attacking me. I'm going to have to pull the plug, gentlemen. The creation has gotten out of hand. Oh, what are we going to do with the rest of the Builder Battle Rappers? I don't know. She's okay. We won't do anything with her. But she seems to react to Miller G's compound instructions. I don't know. Maybe she thinks she can save Miller while Miller tries to break free from the AI intelligence and programming installed in him. Metaphor, where's the key? Where's Metaphor? Metaphor!
There's a time and there's a place for entertainment and then truth. You feel me? I've never been this type of nigga that try to do a person like how they do me, you feel me? Never have I been a liar, never have I been a hater, never have I've always shown support. And in this culture shows me that people can manipulate something to make it seem like it's something it's not. Which is why I stepped away from the scene a very long time. And it took a lot of niggas to bring me back to the local scene. From all those little beefs I had, from the little dramas, the little nitpicking, we gonna get to the bottom of some shit and just weed through the bullshit that's been placed. One, I've been around so long to know when I know people buy support. There is a such thing being a good friend, but you can't purchase people's love, friendships, especially in St. Louis. A lot of these people broke, so a lot of motherfuckers never touched a dollar, or let alone had a friend that touched $100,000. Just because I got friends that got money don't mean that's why I'm their friend. You feel me? Just because a nigga has money doesn't make their opinion valid. See, when you put a dollar behind the nigga or in a nigga pocket, on my mama, and make a nigga feel a little bit more confident to speak up against any forces out there. But when you get the same support that you're purchasing, that's been purchased for other groups of the same people to come support you because you've been supporting them for, what, 10 years? They're going to show up. But the thing is, everybody don't know the truth. Drake is an AI. Artificial intelligence, meaning somebody gave him that download. Don't let this shit go too over. Y'all know what MK Ultra is, nigga? We sat up and built an artist, and now people don't care. That's great. And I understand. I'm glad y'all don't care. It's the fact of we don't, niggas don't keep it real no more. I know a lot of y'all go want to listen to this episode or not, but bro, I'm finna speak the fucking truth, nigga. The nigga talk too much, bro. The nigga talk too much. The nigga do more commentating than rapping. And I ain't think that was a problem. I'm like, okay, he's excited. He's on Adderall. I'ma tell y'all, bro, a nigga that click live every 5 minutes wanna see his face and wanna talk every 5 minutes. Y'all say J-Ron be on drugs, bro. I serve drug addicts. I serve so many packs of pills off at 32 address. It's ridiculous. So when I look at what niggas is doing, I'm like, the man ain't never been this vocal. He is as vocal as Trev used to be. Trev pop pills for real. So when the nigga get online and make fun of, nigga, you buy at least 20 a week. 20 pills a week. So how many are you popping a day, Trev? Because now I'm finna transition what y'all was joking about online onto a real situation. Miller talk too much like he pop pills. Who are you giving them pills to, Trev? So, with that being said, I want people to understand, bro, Ron has never, ever been a hater towards another rapper or supporter, bro. I only attack when niggas attack me. And it's funny that the world only responds to my attack. And eventually, you gonna get tired of that shit. Eventually, bro, eventually, you know what? I'm gonna be like, you know what? Fuck the local battle rap culture, because I could go main event any stage in the world, bro. Nigga, I denied battles because it wasn't showing love to certain artists or paying enough. So yeah, I'm a real nigga, bro. For years, I've been loading up tour buses, cargo vans, rentals for people just to come. Nigga, not the first nigga that did that, bro. Except this the difference between him and us. He charging y'all. He might charge y'all $20 cheaper than what it's gonna be for you to get there. But that ain't shit but $20. But by the man really speaking ahead of himself. He's gonna run into his own demise. Somebody finna put a hole in him. I don't give a fuck. I'm not battling a nigga. He's not battle worthy. I don't battle manufactured people. I don't battle AIs.
I don't battle artificial intelligence. You feel what I'm saying? He's a robot. He has a program installed in him that we built. There is a battery in his back, and you refuse to see it. Oh, I love you, oh. But, oh, you just want to make some money off this nigga. Oh, I'll give you $500, bro. Go push somebody who's a real rapper. Miller's not a real rapper. He might be a person, but once he put this character on, bro, on my mama, cause I be wanting to smack the fuck out of the nigga, bro. The nigga don't ever disrespect me saying, nigga, I seen the nigga had your back against the wall. You ain't soft. You put up your dukes. Nigga, ain't nobody ever ran down on me to have my back against the wall to put up any dukes. Nigga, I done went face to face with niggas' guns in my face, cuz. A whole barrel down my face, cuz. What the fuck do you make you think you can mention that shit on air to me, Miller? So because you a battle rapper now, you feel and have rights to get disrespectful. So with that being said, bro, that's cool. But guess what, cuz? Because I know you ain't cut like that, bro. Because I know you ain't cut like that, bro. Guess what? I'm finna keep it professional rap. Because you mentioning street shit. Any street shit that I got in, cuz, I could've lost my life, nigga. You ain't losing your life in front of no motherfucking computer for bowling. You're not. You're not sacrificing shit, nigga. I don't give a fuck if you talk to any niggas in jail, nigga, and you paying they motherfucking to. I don't give a fuck how much money you dropping on niggas' books paying for protection, nigga. That's why niggas fuck with you. You pay for protection. Listen, bro. Metaphor is protecting you. I'm not, bro. Because you didn't disrespect them. You disrespected me, cuz. And you think that shit cool, nigga. Nigga, I checked your own homeboy for doing that shit, nigga. You ain't learned. Take that tough shit up the block, nigga. Until then, we gonna call this episode Don't Cry Over Spilt Beer. Cause I'm pulling plugs, nigga. And that's a metaphor for real.
Shit. How are you climbing? I'm rising, shit. Yeah, I'm shining now. He's on the stool.
Huh? I gave you $5,000. They gave you a side man. We go to war. You say you a dog. You turn to a high hat. Wherever the cops at, I need you to dodge that. He go to the store. He moving a boy. It's something you can't buy back.
Something you can't buy back.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Understand that side man. Whoa, 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 whoa. Understand that side man.
And lows hustling and trap that kept me moving. Yeah. I cannot cry no more, my son. They cannot see me ruined. Yeah. In these eyes I close, I'm feeling that I'm gonna lose it. Yeah. Murder, she wrote it. I learned in a moment. I shine until they call me home. Shit, I'm knowing what's golden. I'm knowing cause they told me. And now you know I'm feeling strong. Better tell me that we rock Phil. I push it all with a bike with no pedal. Mind strong when I play with the devil. Made love to the bitch in the ghetto. Shit. That shoe I found, it was not Cinderella. Puma love, turn to more Cinderella. I understood the assignment. Money coming timeless. Progress when you climbing. Go home for my society. Package coming varieties. Chop it like it's karate. Hustle my only habit.
Huh. I gave you $5,000. They gave you a assignment. We go to war. You said you a dog. You turned to a high hat. Wherever the cops at. I need you to dodge that. He goes to the store. He moving a boy. It's something you can't buy back.
Something you can't buy back.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, understand that side man. Whoa,
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 whoa, understand the assignment.
Why you crying? Gave an assignment, put in your mind to stay strong. I hate this society, want you to try me, painting the city like Mako. We are not hiring, go get a dollar, exchanging this money like pesos. You gon' make me pull a five-shot judge and it turn to a case closed. I swear my mama, she told me be honest, I try not to lie, but it's hard as hell. I try to be silent, these niggas, they try me, 245s out like a barbell. Go get you a boat, we know how to flow, we moving the dope like the cartel. That's just how we moving with all of these toys in the front of the house like a yard sale. I tell her, whoa, 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 we take a photo, photo. How you a light-skinned little bitch, but name yourself Coco.
Name yourself Coco.
You didn't hotbox your whip, it turned to a Stolo.
Turned to a Stolo.
We didn't ran out of money, that's why we run from the popo.
Oh, come on. I gave you five bands. They gave you a assignment. We go to war, you say you a dog, you turn to a hothead. Wherever the cops at,
cops
I need you to dodge that.
Dodge
he goes to the store, he moving them boys, it's something you can't buy back.
Something you can't buy back.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Understand that assignment.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Understand that time, man.
I ain't pick up, you can't call back. Pushing the ride, look a little fly. CP the butter, a frog lab. I get deposits, withdraw that. This is the hottest that y'all had. She fixing the eyes, this is the guy. Bitch, you ain't stopping the format. Couple bands got me wide pants. Another rack in my ride hat. Puff a pass to the skyland. Trouble trap at the fine man. Ugly friend, but a vibe band. Dougie fresh, through a side step. Coming in, doing my dance. You understand the assignment.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Understand that assignment.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Understand that assignment.
Y'all call support is showing up for self so you can get on the card. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Nigga don't support me, nigga. And if he did, bro, and if he did, I've supported too. But I guess the support stops when the support becomes competition. I wasn't finna stop supporting the support because the support became competition. I didn't want to do that. I denied going against the competition of the support. I never go against the grain of who hot, bro. I'm one of them guys that, man, if you hot, bro, go do your thing. But Miller's 38 years old, bro. He's finna be a 40-year-old rapper. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about, bro. I'm finna 86 this nigga the fuck up out of here, bro. The nigga's 38. All the people that's around him that's coming in support, damn, they're 40. Ain't no young niggas in the circle, right? With that being said, he dresses like a teenager. Never seen him dress, you know what I'm saying? He came to my video shoot, we had a blast. We made him in a position to do some things, bro. But I'm gonna be 1,000, bro. He disrespectful. So therefore, I gotta expose the hand on what's been in the grass, bro. If just because he's humble and scary with certain niggas, don't mean give him the right to get tough when he won't with other niggas. You feel me? But we just wanna break down the science of spilling the beer. When we created a show, me and my team wanted to really do something for the people, because we're not selfish. Because I said, this is why I fuck with InfoWemo. We would never do this to each other. He said, yes, y'all do. Y'all do this to each other all the time. Man, me and InfoWemo, we've never got into any altercations like this or had the feel to put a person out there for lying. No, we haven't. You haven't sent it. You won't see it, Miller. So stop lying on my game, nigga. We created a show, right? Called Build a Battle Rapper. And exactly what it's called. And entitled Build a Battle Rapper. As I'm in the motherfucking warehouse building this Build a Bird ass nigga,
I have to make the show much more interesting, not just on my behalf. As you can see, even the coaches took on character roles after me and Sko dropped. Me and Sko promo video got up there too. But you see the roles on shit and the dynamics of how funny shit is. It's gonna change, like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't care for that, because my team, bro, they can do what they want with ideas. Them my niggas, you feel me? But I noticed when it came to Miller, we never heard Miller rap. For everybody that's saying they seen Miller write bars in front of them, Miller already had those bars pre-written before he went over and was actually acting like he rapping the shit. It was already in his notepad. It's okay for a person to add on to what's given to them, which is about what he did. But what we're going to do today on Voice of Hustle podcast, we're going to watch Miller's first battle. Every time that I stop and speak, I want y'all to guess where the bar came from, okay? We're going to break this down. I'm finna stop him from getting booked everywhere, because it's a lot of motherfuckers that book fake-ass rappers, bro. I didn't say he wasn't a real human. He's a fake-ass rapper. This is the definition of fake-ass rappers. He also made a prediction post, because he can't stop talking. The nigga posts every 5 minutes, bro. And had the nerve to want to get tough with a nigga, bro. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about you or your writing career, because you don't have one. Metaphor wrote your shit. I sat with Metaphor, giving him the okay. Yes, that's fire. To pass along to you the same way. So if I do this, I'm gonna tell y'all this, bro. I know it's two people from Build the Battle Rapper season that didn't write their own bars. It's two people from Build the Battle Rapper that didn't write their own bars. And y'all gonna sit here and tell me I don't know the truth? Nigga. Why you think me and Riso damn near clashed heads? Because Riso think what's-her-name didn't write her own bar. See, when I pull the plug, bro, I'm pulling the plug on all that shit, bro. Because I seen Sko coming in there trying to defend Miller. And that's cool, but Miller basically said, fuck you, nigga. That's why a nigga ran down on you. And what? I ain't saying you ain't did nothing, but what that tells me about you, J-Ron, it tells me, Miller, you a bitch and you ain't gonna do it. It tells me you don't write your own bars. It tells me you buy your friends. It tells me you try to buy your support from people, cuz. That's what that shows me, cuz. So you need to check yourself, nigga. I don't give a fuck who will crash out for you because you done spent on them and let them lay up under your roof, nigga. That don't mean nothing to me, bro. I could be nice to people in the world, too, and they do the same shit without me having to do none of that because I'm just me. So, because I have the 86 dub this shit and I don't care for none of y'all's support, you motherfuckers, was it with me shooting in the gym? You motherfuckers was on the sideline laughing. Sconey don't write her own bars neither, nigga. Sconey don't write her. Who you think wrote Sko bars? Man, she did the fusion dance with me and KD. Fusion, ha! And now you got this bitch. I love Sko. It took a minute to build our relationship the way it is. I didn't like her at first because she was too doing too much. Now that a nigga a rapper, that nigga doing too much, cuz. And I gotta expose where his pen come from, bro. Cause Miller ain't never had a sweepstakes bar that made sense. That wasn't metaphors. But
your IQ, just because you know your IQ to know how to write bars don't mean you wrote those bars. We know who wrote those bars. Let's get into it, though.
Yo, this one for all my Twitchers out there. It's J-Rome St. Louis, voice of a hustler, man. If you want to see and chat with me live on Twitch, I suggest y'all meet me over there every Saturday at 10 p.m. Every Saturday at 10 p.m. We're going to be going live, chatting with the people about upcoming shows, upcoming projects, upcoming everything, you feel me? To events, to other people's shows, to other people's projects, to the political world, and maybe the religious aspects of life that got us all fucked up. Meet me over at Twitch, man, every Saturday at 10 p.m., you feel me? It's going down. Also, go to voiceofahustler.com to tune in for more content.
Before I get into these battles, bro, I want motherfuckers to know, like, if you have the finances to skip the line, you have the IQ of the bars that you say you wrote, why don't you just buy yourself a name? Put your own self to the test. Motherfuckers trying to make themselves look like they going through the process to make themselves look a certain way amongst the people that you don't have to do that, bro. Just be yourself. Yeah, I feel you've become egotistical. So, we got ways to shut that shit down. Right now, I'm looking for this remote because we finna roll up and we finna have fun with this, bro. We pull the plugs today. I'm glad y'all tuned in to the Apple Podcast special. We pull the plugs. Don't cry for spilt birth. That's a metaphor. Hold on. Hey, I'm gonna be 1,000, bro. He only screaming free gunner because he put money on his books. I been got rid of TBT a long time ago. Triple beam team. The nigga don't flip no drugs on no triple beam, bro. Let's go. I'ma stop it at every bar that's not his. I'll protect the nigga too if he was putting money on my books.
God, almighty BK, Northside, 4500 Lab Block. Rest in peace, JP. Rest in peace, my nigga G Black. Rest in peace, my nigga Dust. I love you.
Let's go, man. Let's go.
Nah, bro. Why is BK dancing like this?
Hey,
hey, but nah. We finna 50 cent this nigga. What he say? Let's go.
Hey, my mama ain't raised no fool. My daddy ain't raised no punk. I've been short all my life. My father told me, make sure you get that first punch. We got Miller G versus...
That's light.
You thought you was gonna beat me? Bitch, stop it. You was outside with them gloves. Mac was ready to get that shit popping. I told him, chill, man. It's PK. You could just drop it. You can walk up on dude and pull his cord. Pickpocket. Y'all seen that footage with
him? Okay. Listen, bro. Metaphor wrote that. Listen, have you ever had a nigga just give you some bullshit? If your IQ level so fucking bar heavy, why did you let my homeboy give you some bullshit? Let's continue with it.
Come on. Y'all seen that footage with KD and Yogi? Well, peep this nigga. You don't know what to do in them situations. We finna teach this nigga.
Okay.
You stand next to your mans and you make sure you got your heater with you. But we can tell by that and those shoes, you really ain't no sneaker, nigga, y'all.
That's a metaphor punch. Listen, y'all, that's a metaphor bar, cuz. He don't do entendres your first battle, and then you don't do them in your second. Have you noticed, you guys, in his first two build-ups, he's talking about other people? You feel me? That's really not the dynamics of battle rap, but that's not his bar. It's not. Listen, bro, every fucking time I press play, bro, this nigga spit one of my partner bars, bro. Over the beef is the sweepstakes. Over the beef with the broom is the sweepstakes. My nigga, you didn't come up with that, Miller. You and I both know this, cuz. Deep down in your heart, you could keep fooling the people, cuz. But it was niggas like y'all in that triple beam shit while I stopped and stopped fucking with niggas, bro.
Yeah, M4M. I keep it 300. I just told them that I feel like Spark. I'ma need about 3 hummus. Know that I'ma have to cash out on my daughter. Spend about 300 on that pack, then trade up to a quarter P. Wanna be something? M4M, yeah, strap your boots, nigga, follow me. 300, let's go. 300, yeah. 300, let's go. 300, come on. 300, let's go. 300, let's get it. 300. 300, bitch, I need 300. Send it, that's that weed money. Plug say he don't need nothing. Been up since like 3-something. I get the pack and I flip, break it down and then ship it. I got 3 coming. Throw up like a weak stomach. Mustang sound like a beat buzzing. Bitch, I got 300. Blackout scope with a switch. I'm rocking out like I'm Kiss. CT sis got grip. When I'm swinging the whip, look like I'm scaling a fish. Blunt just mail me a brick. I owe him 6. I ain't paying shit, that's a lick. Pay me up front for a hit. Come on. I up a stick. Climb on these niggas like it. 300, I got all these beans on me. Ball head in this Glock 19, I keep that Mr. Clean on me. Glue shit in my pouch, that's zombie land, I got them fiends on me. I just ran it up fresh out the trap, I got 16 on me.
Come on.
I keep it 300, I just told them that I feel like Spark. I'ma need about 3 hummus, know that I'ma have to cash out on my daughter. Spend about 300 on that pack, then trade up to a quarter P. Wanna be something? M4M, yeah, strap your boots, nigga, follow me. 300, let's go. 300, yeah. 300, let's go. 300. Come on, 300, let's go, 300, let's get it, 300, let's go, 300,
and for when we 300, it's the business, yeah, come get a pack, don't need nothing, the shit I sell to kick you off the map, yeah, my weed funky, regulars get 20 off the zap, and I don't eat nothing, Instagram, come get a double tap, making moves for the gang, I swear that I get influenced, and for when we move like Spartan, my heart and they heart into it, we sharpen swords with our music, I win, we win, no losing, I'm proving it. No soft and they new shit. Green when I'm bleeding, yeah. Bless me when I'm sneezing, hot you. Married to the game, my dude. Yeah, gotta do it for my dudes. Yeah, coming up with my truths. Yeah, that mean this shit. All for genius, yeah. My son's genius.
I keep it 300. I just told him that I feel like Spark. I'ma need about 3 hummus. Know that I'ma have to cash out on my daughter. Spend about 300 on that pack, then trade up to a quarter P. Wanna be something? M4M, yeah, strap your boots, nigga, follow me. 300, let's go.
300, let's go, 300, come on, 300, let's go, 300, come on. I caught in the last footage, but Metaphor was lip reading this man's balls.
Now, what does lip reading mean? Lip reading mean he was there when he constructed it. He probably remembered his shit by heart. But when you're not used to ghostwriting for people, which I have been doing for the past 10 years in battle rap, I know writing styles. I know penmanship. Metaphor had to fight off his own reactions to his bar. Because those are Metaphor bars. That's what the Adderall does, man, when y'all get overly talking too much, overspeaking yourself, you feel me? So, yeah, those are his bars. And yeah, y'all just need to pay attention to more of what y'all doing. Miller, I respectfully decline the battle. I don't want to bother you. Never did, never will. I don't give a fuck how big you blow up. I know the truth. You are AI, artificial intelligence. You aren't the only battle rapper we built and aren't the only battle rapper we gave bars to. That's all I gotta say on that. But I literally couldn't even make it through the round because you will sit there and argue me on Twitter spaces and try to convince those people that those what I just didn't hear weren't Metaphor bars that he spit in this living room, in this one I'm in, the one that me and Skull actually trained in and came up with the funny aspects for y'all to do. Miller, get your shit together. And I ain't talking about your life because we clearly know you pay for other people's lives and that's why they friends of yours. But Miller, you ain't finna. Nigga, you ain't the only nigga that could touch 3 racks in 2 weeks, nigga. Who do you think you are? God? Because God write his own bars. You don't. I'd rather do my own thing and just have these motherfuckers listen, man. I got a whole magazine, my people that made me director, lead marketer of, right? And I was showing love to everything and everybody. This is the prime example of why you can't show everybody love or everything ain't for everybody. I don't think battle rap was for him. Because what's tended to happen, bro, he's becoming something he never was. If y'all say that's how he was, which only the women are saying this, nigga, you have never strutted, Joe. You have never strutted this amongst the men before. All I'm saying is, amongst the men, you've never been this way. Amongst the men. You might have been this way amongst the women. Especially the women you trick off to. Buy their friendships. Well, here, meet me here. I'll buy you some drinks. Or follow me here. I'll give you the car keys to this. See, to fuck with you, you gonna get something. You know what I'm saying? My niggas ain't stupid, bro. We strategically planted everybody around us who was operating the way they are. Not saying you not a good person. Until your ego kicks in, you are one of them. It's okay. Your ego kick in, you become the rapper. You become the bars now. That's why I hate rappers. Because why weren't you like that before you started rapping? Y'all know J-Rone, because to the point y'all can get on and tell my exact who I am. Because I was like this before I rapped. I was getting no niggas tops before bars. You got a nigga who buy 30 pills a week from me telling me I'm a drug addict. Bro, Miller, you's a motherfucking goat, nigga.
You got a nigga laying up under you cuz that pop 30 pills a week. Get on R and tell them I'm a drug addict, bro. And then you tell people I'm a liar. Bro, I don't gotta lie about you, cuz. And for the rest of your career, for the rest of mine, cuz, until you stop rapping, nigga, I'm dropping and dropping and dropping. No, I will not battle you, cuz. You want me to stop doing what I'm doing, exposing you? You're gonna have to literally shut me down yourself. You remember that nigga you said ran down on me? Do what he did. I wanna know what he did. I don't like niggas who get tough and ain't on it. You ain't on it. So, no, you can't have your partner call me. No, I won't answer your son's phone. You got your own phone, nigga. Call me from your phone. Stop that bullshit ass show and call me like a man. But you won't do that. You want to save face for them hoes. Man, none of them hoes give a fuck about you, nigga. The moment Miller gets locked up, they not gonna run and save Miller. But Miller run and save everybody else. I hope you realize that shit, nigga. The whole Triple B team history. They used to treat my nigga Cash Flow like shit. When I first met them niggas, Miller G, Cloud McBreeze, you know, Cloud, he got caught up for snitching. He got caught up with me for doing too much with the bang I gave him. Rara left them. Drub was never a part of them. Only leaves Miller G. It was an embarrassment to see what they put my nigga Cash through. And that shit died down. Cash went his own way. I see Cash still shows love to them. I don't see him fucking with them, though. That explains a lot. Just because you stop fucking with players because you got love for them, because they always tend to probably look out for you. I noticed people that's in the TBT circle or around them, they have a military background, right? When you have a military background, you know, you get a monthly check. The niggas that didn't have friends coming up, they love meeting new people as they get older. Especially when you can buy them. We come from the streets, cuz. A lot of motherfuckers gravitate where the money at and who got the money. I been peeping game on that shit, bro. I don't never display the bucks, you feel me? I just like to see who are really on the hunt. You can tell by human behaviors and people talking analogies of, you feel me? Miller was TBT's money. Why you think a lot of them niggas live up under him, bro? A lot of niggas live up under him, bro. He about took care of a lot of niggas and their families and bitches. Which you can't supposed to do, but what's your intention, Miller? Now that you feel like you done took care of everybody, you could talk to people crazy? Nigga, you ain't did shit for me. I supported you just like you supported me. You stuck your head in on all of my business and I allowed you in to see who you are and get your understanding on things, you feel me? Meaning I never got that tough side of you, cuz it was always you. Hey, use your logic, bro. The moment I see you not using yours and I check it, we are what? We no longer friends? You telling everybody it's over for J-Rome. He's a hater now. He's a liar and all of these things. this gonna make me speak out for myself and just my analogy and what I'm seeing and what I know. Metaphor, write your boss.
I proofread your bars. We installed the program inside the computer vessel. The mission has now, the creation has now gotten out of hand. And we now must stop the corruption of the planets from these artificial intelligence. Bella G.
Yo, this Millions for Millions, J. Wrong, cuz it's a Voice of a Hustler podcast commercial. I just want y'all to stop what you doing. Go on Instagram, go on motherfucking YouTube, go on motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga Riso Wills. Hey, metaphor day ones, cuz old EJ. EJ, my nigga EJ, hey, he jizzled the smoothest nigga we got. Nigga, oh my God, he knocking niggas loose. Listen, man, what I'm saying is go follow Instagram, MFOM_TheTakeover_, because this is a takeover commercial, bitch. I only got motherfucking 20 seconds left on here, cuz talk about it, because this motherfucking commercial is only 1 minute for a motherfucking commercial, bitch. MFOM the gang.
That's when the roof come off. See all these girls be fanning out. What you gon' do, Lamar? My brother rhyming this to Lee and knock your noodles off. You dissolve into the pool of blood. That's how we moving up.
We got a homie.
Call it a goose.
We got a homie.
We never lose, no, we never lose.
We got a
call it a goose.
We got a homie.
We never lose, no, we
tell
never lose.
I'm gonna chill with some gold in my grill, so don't even start it off. Cause if I loaded a pill with a hole in your grill, if I blow it and spark it off, yo, be smelling like tartar water, and this chain drippy like some waterfall. And them niggas that came with me, leave your brain drippy on the corner, chalk. Ice dripping, chest wet, I'ma swag on the bitch. White bitch, say she wet, tryna spaz on the dick. A light switch on my neck, flash cash on my wrist. Kite sent for a chick, I'm spit some cash on this whip. Rippin', I'm racing, got trippy little bitches, a paper stack. Rippin' the chicken, I make it splash. Taking your bitch from your nigga, she shaking that. Laser be hitting your face, a bad chasing, I get it, might take a bag. Making the digits, I taking that.
Me and my guys be waking out, that's when the roof come up. See all these girls be fanning out, what you gon' do, Lamar? My brother rhyming this to Lee and knock your noodles off. You dissolve into the pool of blood, that's how we moving up.
I'm stupid like suicide mode. Goose flap, wings out like suicide dope. Try me, you want to, you gon' get the bubble cut like when your stomach empty. Talk about gas tank when you mad, man, your car be running empty. My gun is a monster, it come out the cottage as long as a limousine. I see that you look in the clip like a book, yeah, I got the magazine.
Cause you don't have a clue, we never lose. You bout to get bruised when that tango boom, boom, boom. Me and my guys be waking out, that's when the roof come up. All these girls be fanning out, what you gon' do, Lamar? My brother rhyming this to Lee and knock your noodles off. You dissolve into the pool of blood, that's how we moving now.
And move like presidents. We instantly going cold, but I wanna go platinum. Switch from a Dutchie feeler, hold my bitch a tiger drop. I'm stacking up like an avatar, that's a five story house. I need me some new money, blue money, same color European eyes. Took the roof off the BB coupe, look like Transformia. Yeah. What you gon' do for that blue money? Me, I'm gon' grind it out. Them hoes ain't claiming on my back then, but now they wanna ride it now.
Me and my guy be waking out, that's when the roof come up. All these girls be fanning out, what you gon' do, Lamar? My brother rhyming this to Lee and knock your noodles off. You dissolve into the pool of blood, that's how we moving now.
We got a homie.
Call it a goose.
We got a homie.
I'm saying all of that to say this, because the nigga talking about some Area 51. I heard you, Trill, bro, on yesterday's show on Twitter. Like, I be hearing y'all throwing slick shots, bro, but y'all niggas ain't shit, though. You feel me? I see straight through y'all bullshit. You can't call me and I'll do a drug test and drop for anybody. I'll go do a sight test, seeing test, hooping test, shooting test, rapping test. You niggas can't beat me. Inhuman. So, all I'm gonna say is, like, this just shows me why we can't have AI. When you create artificial intelligence with a brain or a computer vessel, we'll never get ahead. Because eventually, the creation will turn on the creator, bro. The creation will turn on its creators. We have to get rid of them. We got to do better. What's up, Osmo? The end of AI. Dope Rap Magazine, man. Excuse me if y'all do hear me recording this show driving. I'm leaving the gym and shit, bro. I had the urge to really put out an episode today for the people. My platform gonna get me paid. Even if I post this on the book, I'ma still get a nice check for it. But I'ma post this on the book while posting this on the book, so that'll be a double whammy check. I ain't gonna cap. So make sure y'all always share this. Hashtag my name, hashtag Voice of a Hustler, hashtag Voice of a Hustler Podcast. Or just type it, cause shit pop up. I retweet your share when I see it on my search. Y'all know how that go. But man, I wanted to talk about Dope Rap Magazines, man. The ghost behind this is definitely putting up the paper for it to be published, for the artwork and everything, the topics that's being talked about, and I can't be the one that display it and promote it, because people fucking with my marketing, so a lot of companies coming in so I can market what they trying to push to my audience, which is dope. Some people feel like I have a great, huge fan base because they see me traveling. So they want their business a part of that, which I recommend all businesses come fuck with me. I don't even do the extra shit. You can get your promotion, I get my promotion. It's like each hand watch the other. And you can never lose like that. So it's never a usual situation. So make sure all y'all artists and music producers, promoters, battle rappers, business owners. I don't care, baby, you make plates in your kitchen with your mama them in the background while she doing her and your baby ain't going, you know what I'm saying? Promote your business with me. If you need help with that marketing, come fuck me. We also got a new business, me and my partner just launched. You feel me? On my mama, The Econo, I forgot the name. We just made it, man. I'ma put it up and all that shit in the description, cuz. Shout out my nigga Lil Drake Dark, Kerwin Harris, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how we rocking. I let you know how we rocking, cuz I just came down the street and everything just lit up on the block, including all the lights. So it's only God body moving over here. Just make sure y'all tune in, man. VoiceOverHustle.com, yeah.
No sense, just pop two jiggers, now she jiggly. The way the baby work came out the shirt and got her titties hanging. I ain't had no purpose, got some work, I need that fitting payment. Please don't get that little boy man in church and have him fitted tailored. I made those back with Taco Sack, I'm trying to flip this pavement. That K go clap, they ain't on that, and once this pistol waving. Look, they my pippin' crazy, cocaine my whip amazing. Was throwed off down and lost my mind once that Remy came in.
Hello?
Test drive,
that test didn't buy. Them pounds got high. Bitch, I'm working right now. Them phones, they twerking right now. Can't turn me down right now. He wipe me down right now.
I lost.
Yeah, yeah. 20 of your plate, nigga, come get you a ooh. You talking about 100, little nigga. I swear to God, nigga, you can meet me in the hood. I hang with dope, what's killers, nigga. All them boys, my ooh.
I swear to God.